of chapter 22 in Madhya Lila, Rupa Goswami says that anybody who hears and studies this science of bhakti will achieve perfection and achieve shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, which I want you to congratulate with, because it doesn't say that one who learns, but one who studies. That's already. So just by coming here, just by being here right now, you're already qualifying for the blessings of Rupa Goswami. Yes, my thank you. You're already qualifying for the blessings of Rupa Goswami. Overview, because this is an ocean. You know, how can you give a condensed version of an ocean? I mean, what's a condensed version of an ocean? How can you condense ocean? It's you can just give some taste and maybe a map of an ocean. It's one of the early books of Srila Prabhupada. From the very beginning, Srila Prabhupada made effort to publish it. So you can see it's dated 1970. So he was doing this at the very early days, and he wanted to give us the complete science of bhakti yoga. Means it's an important book. It means it's one of the most important books that we have. So it's part of Srila Prabhupada's we can say compulsory, universal, educational program for Bhakti Shastri. Prabhupada wanted to create brahmanas. He wanted all of you to become brahmanas. Because a brahmana means one who makes others brahmanas. This is a brahmana. One who can make others into brahmanas. This is a brahmana. He's magnanimous, large-hearted. And then Prabhupada says, who is a brahmana? So you study bhakti shastri, then you are a brahmana. And he says, and those many letters he writes. I put also on the website under that bhakti shastri. Yes, by the way, here's how you can go to, are we online or not? Let's see. Am I online? Yeah, I'm supposed to be online. No internet access. Too bad. Anyway, so this is the address. ISKCON VHE. Then it will open, and you will see BS Bhakti Shastri, and there you can see NOD1, because for Bhakti Shastri, Prabhupada put the first of the four parts. There are four parts in this ocean. So he, the first 19 chapters plus introduction. That's how Prabhupada defined. defined Bhakti Shastri. Also, if you want, we have several different courses on our VHE website, vhe.org. So you can get many materials there, and also lectures by many different lecturers. Very funnily, you can see that there is a list of the lectures there, and some people have names that start with A, So they happen to be first there. But don't be misled. Doesn't mean that they are the best. Because you have others, Burijan Prabhu, you have Purnachandra Prabhu, Bhakti Chara, Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, you have others who also have nectar of devotion. You can see Bhakti Chaitanya Swami. So we have several, like there is a choice of four or five for all the Bhakti Shastri courses. So you can also on the website we have also books. So in the books you can download different materials. For study. So there you can find a very good collection of Srila Prabhupada's quotes from the earliest days to 75, 76, which is like the you know, the latest one of the latest letters. So you can see, even before ISKCON, Prabhupada was writing about this course, Bhakti Shastri. And he says that those who are Brahmanas, they are supposed to pass Bhakti Shastri. And if they do not pass, then they are to be considered second class Brahmanas. This is one of my favorite quotes here. Can you see this?
We need to maybe move a little bit to the right.
Yeah. So Prabhupada writes the next January. So this is 69. Basically, it's the new year. Next January, there will be an examination on this Bhagavad Gita. Papers will be sent by me to all centers, and those securing the minimum passing grade will be given the title as Bhakti Shastri. We have titles, and you can get a title which is good, not false. Can be false, but we can be proud too, but then it's a disqualification. Similarly, another examination will be held on Lord Chaitanya's, and so then Bhakti Vaibhav, and then Nectar of Devotion, you can see is mentioned, Bhakti Vedanta, and then you can see Prabhupada writes here, this is, I want that all of my spiritual sons and daughters, note that daughters are also included, will inherit this title of Bhakti Vedanta, not Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vedanta, so that the family transcendental diploma will continue through the generations. We also have our generations and procreation. Even if you are a brahmachari and sannyasi, you can continue the generation, or sannyasi, brahmacharini, you can continue the generations. yes. Those possessing the title of Bhakti Vedanta will be allowed to initiate disciples. Maybe by 1975, all of my disciples will be allowed to initiate and increase the numbers of the generations. That is my program. I think this is good to know Prabhupada's program, right? Because we want to join. So we should not simply publish these books for reading by outsiders. But our students must be well versed in all of our books so that we can be prepared to defeat all opposing parties in the matter of self-realization. And the, who is our main opposing party in the matter of self-realization?
Mayavadis.
Any other?
Ourselves.
Yes, the mind. This is the worst opposing party. Secret hidden enemy from inside. Like, if you had somebody who would, you know what's the one, I read a couple days ago, you know what is one main reason for divorce and separation? They say, and for spoiling relationships, destroying relationships. They say it's continuous criticism, nagging. How do you say this in Slovenian? Nagging. Kako? Nirgani. Nirgani. You always do this. How many times? So if somebody is like that, we don't like this, right? But we have something like this inside. You fool, you idiot, why do you do this? It's from inside. You're a nonsense, you're this, you're that. So why carry that, you know? You have no hope for spiritual success. Where is your hope? So we can defeat by Bhakti Shastri, and Nectar of Devotion is the very important book for that. So the book itself is called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. You can see how Prabhupada, in his preface, beautiful preface, so he expands on this Bhakti Rasamrita and Sindhu. So Bhakti, this is love. So everybody is looking for love. George Harrison writes in his signature to foreword to Krishna book, and Beatles sing, "All you need is love." Barbara Streisand, "Everybody loves somebody." Yeah, what are they? Something. Yeah, but our love needs to grow. Prabhupada says in the preface. And how does it grow? You know, family, community, country, humanity. But it is an unlimited capacity, so we need an unlimited object. So that's Krishna. So that's love for Krishna, that's bhakti. Devavrata Prabhu, this is our divine vow to achieve love for Krishna, who is the reservoir of all rasa. Yeah, so all, now what is rasa? Yeah, rasa. So Prabhupada describes, he says that every activity is based on rasa, it's taste. But in the material world, it's me-centered, and therefore you have bhogatyaga. And bhogatyaga means we jump to enjoy, and then something goes bad, and we give it up. And you know, like after I don't know if you ever before Krishna consciousness were using alcohol, but you may relate to another example of overeating. You know, you eat so much, then you tell yourself, "I will not eat anymore again. I will never eat again." And yes, we renounce tyaga. And how long does it last? Not long. So this is just the duality here and there. So this is based on Chapala Sukha, flickering happiness. So the solution is to put Krishna in the center. Then instead of conflicting relationships, we can harmonize. We can harmonize because all these efforts will be focused around Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, which is a form of Krishna. And Amrita, Amrita means immortal, Amrita means nectar. So this is Bhakti Rasa Amrita, Sindhu, ocean.
ocean. It's an ocean. There's enough for everybody, and we are invited not to merge. This is the comparison of the Mayavadis. We are like rivers and we flow into the ocean and we merge. It is based on, it is philosophy based on frustration, you know? Relationships suffering. You know, this is a modern economic problem, you know. People don't want to have relationships. People don't want to have sex. Can you imagine? In Japan, this is a big problem. The people don't even want to have sex. You know, we say this is the main moving force of this material world, but people are so frustrated in the richest economy of the world. They are so frustrated that they give up on everything. So they just want to merge, you know, nirvana, just disappear. Ah. But that's based on frustration. That's based on bad experience. But devotees know how to healthily find the ocean of enjoyment, so they don't merge. You can see Prabhupada says that the great devotees are like sharks. Mm-hmm. I think in Slovenian you say tycoon, yeah? So tycoon is a big shark. So some people want to become a big shark in business, right? We also want to become big sharks. You can say we study how to be sharks. We study how to become sharks. But it's this is we are going to be sharks in the ocean of nectar. Ocean of nectar. So you can swim in the ocean of nectar. How do you say shark in Slovenian also? Morski pas?
Morski pas.
Okay. Doesn't sound so good. Tycoon, okay. Say tycoon is better. Yeah. And the advantage is that you can see sometimes Maya tries to catch with the fishing nets, but big shark is stronger, and even super powerful volcanoes can be covered by the ocean of sweetness. So this is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Our 1.5 hour overview, we need to collect some principal points from this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So, what can we take? If there is one thing we can take from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this is the formula. Of Uttama Bhakti, of full perfection. If we want to study or learn one verse which brings light and success to every sphere of our life and practice and every nook and corner of the Shastra, then this is the verse. Yes, so let us chant. Anya bilashita shunya jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttamam.
There are different translations. You can see this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. When first class devotional service develops, one must be devoid of all material desires, knowledge obtained by monistic philosophy, and fruitive action. A devotee must constantly serve Krishna favorably as Krishna desires. So this is secret it's a coded translation. It's in code. Just reading it, we may not be able to practice. This is why we need to come together like this and discuss, because this is something that I was reading for 20 years, and I couldn't figure out the head or tail of it. You know, what is what. So we need help of our acharyas. I was a little doubtful about going through this again, because we just discussed this yesterday. However, my experience from discussing this verse is that it has unlimited depth. And sometimes I feel, oh, I already spoke about this so many times. Oh, people have already heard it so many times. But then, like recently in Vrindavan, one very intelligent devotee in the morning after Mangal Arati comes to me before japa, and he says, okay, so now japa, so you spoke in your lecture, in your class, that we should do this as pure bhakti. So that means, pure bhakti, it means for Krishna's pleasure, right? And I was surprised, because I discussed that several times just a few days before this in a few lectures, and this is not right. This is not pure bhakti. This is not pure shraddha. So therefore, I'm not afraid to go again into this discussion, because it's unlimited, and everybody will get to that degree and to that depth that's appropriate for you now. And then it can go deeper and deeper and deeper. So this is, just a second, yes, anyway, so you have seen this. Rupa Goswami and the Acharyas are saying that this is 3 plus 2. 3 plus 2. Three core qualities, heart, they are shown here as hearts, three core qualities, because it means without it, like, can a body live without a heart? No. A body cannot live without a heart. I understand the body can live without the brain. apparently there are many people like that. Actually, they even found some people on after death they cut them open. Autopsy, yeah. On autopsy, there are some sensational cases when people had no brain. True. Like, just no brain, and they functioned. Because the brain is just an interface, but actually subtle body is there, and somebody had half brain, somebody had water instead of brain. And normal, well, a little angry, but normal people otherwise, yes? Or several cases where the guy had his brain blown out by a gunshot. They shot away half the brain, into the head, and half the brain just shot. Not just a wound, but shot completely. And he's studying in a university in America. He has trouble walking, but otherwise he can function, no problem. Also, I read yesterday in Ukraine there was some Russian Russian from the Russian side, some fighter, soldier, and he got two bullets into his brain. And there is a picture of him smiling. He is still in the hospital, and he has like this, you know, these bags under the eyes. But otherwise, he's alive. But without heart, you cannot live. So heart is the core, the principal characteristic. So in this verse, Anya Belasheta Shunyam, we have three words. Okay, three words. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam, which define what makes bhakti bhakti, and two, anya bilasheta shunyam gyana karmadi anavritam, making this bhakti pure. So why, what was wrong with this devotee's idea when he said that pure bhakti, pure faith means that you want to please Krishna? What was missing? What was not there to make this actually Shuddha Bhakti Shraddha?
Intention.
That's intention. He speaks about intention. He said intention. Yeah, he did say we want to please Krishna. This is the intention. So what was missing to make?
Trust that bhakti is the absolute process.
Thank you, Romana.
He was doubting.
Yes, thank you. I don't think he was doubting. He just didn't get these. For me, these were, this intent, I remember, that was a big discovery for me when I first came in touch with Bhakti Shastri. Because this is the shocking thing, that bhakti doesn't mean you do activity which pleases Krishna. That's not bhakti. If you do something that pleases Krishna, this is not bhakti. Because demons also please Krishna. Hiranyakashipu was fighting with Krishna, and Krishna was pleased because he wanted to fight. Was it bhakti? No. He was a demon. So what was missing? He pleased Krishna, he was pleasing Krishna, but intent was not there. So to make bhakti bhakti, intent has to be there. Right? But it's a very important big point. But then after 20 more years of studying, then for me was the big discovery to see the what makes bhakti pure, that there are three levels for candidates who practice pure bhakti, that even Kanishta is someone who is practicing pure bhakti. He's Kanishta candidate for pure bhakti, and our sadhana and practice is pure bhakti from the get-go, from the first day, from the beginning, if you have the right understanding. This is just three practices and two decisions. Three practices to make bhakti bhakti. And so this is, anushilanam is the simplest. This is what we all understand. Okay, we, nine processes, we have 64 processes. This is the second wave of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, east side, Bhakti Shastri side. And this is what we usually think, that chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We bow down to the deities, worship the deities, we come to the devotees, sadhu sangha. That's it, bhakti, right? And yes, this is bhakti, but this is only the outer shell. This is just one part, you know. This is necessary, but this is just the outer shell. We need two more parts to make it really bhakti. Even impure, not even necessarily pure, just any bhakti. So Krishna is happy, super happy. He's so happy that Bhaktisamrita Sindhu says that if you do these five most powerful methods, what are the five most powerful methods? Yes. So this is sadhu, sangha, shram. This is, you can see, this is the verse. Sadhu, sangha, nama, kirtan, bhagavat, shravan, mathura, vas, shimurti, rashadaya, sevan. They are sakala sadhana shrestha. They are the best of all sadhanas. And says even that if you do even a little bit, shraddha durestu panchake, if you have just a little touch of them, they give you ecstasy, ecstatic love for Krishna. I'm looking for the Sanskrit of this. Yeah, duruha adbhuta. Adbhuta means, what means adbhuta? Wonderful. How wonderful? Duruha. It's you cannot describe. Not sufficient. You can speak about this millions of years, and you will not be able to describe the full miracle of the power virya. Shraddha dure stupanjake, even without faith and knowledge about these five processes, yatra svalpo, just a little touch, svalpo in Bengal, if they, even in Vrindavan, if they give you prasadam, you say alpa alpa, you know, little, less, alpa alpa, yeah? So, even a little bit of these five processes, sambandha, sadhyam bhava janmane, it produces bhava. Ecstatic love. So yes, it has the power. However, to properly work, to actually be a practice of bhakti, it must have intention. That's very important. And third of these three core characteristics, Krishna. We have to understand that Krishna means Krishna and his devotees. Krishna means Krishna and his devotees. Yeah. This is, you can see, this is from Srila Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion. This is in Nectar of Devotion. Prabhupada says, when we speak of Krishna, we refer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead along with his many expansions. His parts and energies. Krishna, in other words, means everything, includes everything. So Krishna includes all expansions as well as his pure devotees. So if you understand that we will be respectful, we also be we can remember him in throughout our life. Everything we do, even so-called material things, we can remember, okay, it's also energy of Krishna. Yes, I can also do that, remembering Krishna for Krishna. So that transforms our life into bhakti. So three things make bhakti bhakti. And so each one of them is brilliant, amazing, and can be described in millions of books and volumes, which you are invited to write. Also, Prabhupada says, please write for Krishna. And so many times in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can see Chaitanya Charitamrita is the golden book. Is first edition, 17 volumes. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, there's a lot written, but he says, not to make it too big, I will speak shortly. So many times you read this in the Acharya's commentaries. It says, not to increase the volume. I will only shortly describe it. Yeah? What does it mean? It means they have left work for you, for your disciples, for disciples of your disciples, for the grand disciples of your disciples, for grand disciples of your grand disciples, for unlimited time, because Krishna is unlimited. So this can be expanded and discussed. I mean, just Krishna, you know, just having Krishna. How many qualities Krishna has? Only? I tricked you. I have tricked you. Yes, he has unlimited qualities. He has unlimited qualities. 64 is just an example of some qualities he has.
Can I ask some?
Yes, please, Devarata Prabhu.
This intent, how is this? I mean, I understand what intent means, but the problem I'm seeing is that this definition, it's not clear in the sense that, for example, I can at one point in time decide that, I don't know, I will do this and this every day. And this is intent for pleasing Krishna Prabhupada. But then, during that each day, I'm not meditating maybe on that, how I'm pleasing Prabhupada. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing it. And many times I don't feel like doing it. I'm doing it out of feeling of obligation. And for example, when I see when I was starting to come here to the temple, and I'm even now in the temple, sometimes an authority comes to you and you say, listen, this needs to be done. You meditate on how you are pleasing somebody. Not even the person telling you, you just told it has to be done and you just do it. So but doesn't this means it's just physical labor, it's not bhakti, or it's not pure bhakti, or how does that go?
It has two answers. This question has two answers. I will give both. They are known. So this is the very well-known problem. Familiarity brings contempt. Yeah, you get used to it, or you start with enthusiasm, then you have to do something you don't like. So therefore, intent. Whoa! So what is it? And we hear in the commentary here: no intent, no bhakti. It's put in instrumental, orodnik, anukulyena, which distinguishes it from the other two elements, and it says that it's a necessary, it's the most important part of bhakti yoga sadhana. It's the heart of the heart of the heart. It's a must. So no intent, no bhakti. You can see I have put the appropriate expression here. however, so that's one answer for a serious student. This is something for us, which is a secret to transform our practice, because if you are aware of this, you are actually in reasonable control of that part of your heart. This is an emotion, but this is based on your goal. You know, this is your decision. For us men, it's a little more difficult. For ladies, also difficult because they have an easier access. Ladies have easier access to emotions, but sometimes they trust emotions too much, and they think that this is the ultimate reality. For us, we have less access to emotions, and we have trouble naming more than three emotions, you know, happy, angry, and sleepy. Out of which sleepy is not an emotion. By the way, yesterday I read an interesting study. It says that people who can just name their emotions are shown to be 42% more in control of their emotional state. Just being able to correctly identify what is the emotion. Because emotion is just an information from inside. But we can basically form intent, because why I put it as an intent, because it's your purpose, your goal. This is what you aim at. You may not like this, but you can say that I don't like it, but I want that you are happy. Right? It may be very weak, just a shadow, just a little, but the more we bring it, it's basically the question of setting the aim, the purpose, plus being aware of it. Yes, keep it, having it in mind, right? And this creates love. This creates love, right? Like what, again, one of the complaints of ladies in relationships is, guys don't understand. You know, I work, I bust my back in three jobs, I earn money, I bring things home, and what's she missing, you know? What's missing? And she says, you don't love me, you don't... And what means you don't love me? You know, I'm not bringing everything, you know, I'm doing everything, and... I even, you know, programmed my smartphone, okay, March 8th, okay, so buy flowers, okay, I go and say, flowers, okay, how much are these, how much are these? All right, I pay 20 cents more, I buy these ones. And I come and say, Happy Women's Day, Hare Krishna. And she's crying. You know, I'm completely baffled, you know. I remembered, I bought flowers, I brought flowers, and she's crying, you know. Who can understand these women, you know? It's impossible to understand. It's useless, you know, hopeless, you know. How can you understand this? And you can see, ladies are laughing, men are not, you know. why? So, so two points, right? Right. So I have to, again to remove this niyamagraha, making it as a mechanical thing, a concern, right? A concern. Why am I doing this? Okay, to please, right? So that the person is happy. Yes, please. Yeah, this is one thing. This is one thing. And second thing, I might have had it somewhere, but I'm distracted by something else. You know, there is Mayapur TV lecture by Bhanu Swami on Nectar of Devotion, which I'm eager to watch. So I, darling, you and I'm just distracted, right? So these two things diminish that loving exchange. But if you just, you know, set the aim and are attentive to this, as we do, this is it. This is it. And this is such a magical thing that, like right now, we are in the temple. We are in front of the Lord. We are studying bhakti. We are studying Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Each one of these things make Panchatattva Krishna very happy. Now, let us increase, you know, to cook our preparation of loving heart. Can I say so? Better? Cake, okay. The cake of our love. better we can increase. So how, what do we do? So just now, you can just be aware that Krishna likes this. We want Krishna. Why we are here? What are we doing? Okay, I'm here because Ananda created some system that we still have Tritilitnik. Okay, so I have to come. maybe that is needed for my recommendation for initiation. And Devavrata is an funny guy, interesting guy. Maybe we'll have a few laughs. A few jokes, and maybe he will, you know, say something interesting, right? So, okay, so I'm let me be here, right? Or, so, you know, so many reasons he may have. Or it's just a rule, okay, or whatever, right? Or maybe I'll hear something entertaining. You know, Adipurusha likes jokes, so maybe he'll say a new joke, you know? Right? So many different reasons can be there. But let us choose that, why am I here? Let us put, okay, dear Gornitai, dear Panchatata, dear Krishna in the heart, dear Krishna in Goloka, dear Krishna in the name. This is to make your smile bigger. This is for increasing your pleasure. You already like it. You already like it. And I'm aware you like it. And I aim to make you happier. Yes. So I intend. So we are here. We are doing this. We are speaking about this, discussing this. This is for you. Huh? So you can do this, right?
But still, if I may ask, like I said,
did you do this right now?
I was thinking about it.
Okay, let's try again. So everybody, just a second, just everybody. So this is, we can say this is what human life is, right? Setting intentions and selecting goals. Any human life, not even yoga or bhakti. Yeah? Any human life, setting goals. And every human has or must have this skill. You know, so we can again find, you know, not formally. We start from the thought, but we try to actually go to the reality, to the truth, and actually make a decision. Okay, Krishna, my friend, Krishna, my Lord, Krishna, source of all benedictions, whoever Krishna is for you. Okay, I'm here, I dedicate this, I offer this to your pleasure. You say you like it, so I offer this. I give it for your pleasure. We offer this to your pleasure. Have you managed? Can you do this? Are you able to do this? You feel the change? Feel the difference? Usually, you see, you're smiling. It's if you do this, you can feel. You know, it's this is the miracle of bhakti that connects you immediately. Immediately, it connects you. Problem is, very next moment, I think, ah, the bird is flying, ah, pizza, ah, computer, oh, this, oh, that, and, you know, and it dissipates. But this is the meaning of practice, that you put it back, put it back, put it back, put it back. So then, then it becomes loving service. But you had some comment, point, question.
When you drive the car, you know, sometimes, I mean, you know where you are going, you have set yourself a goal, but you don't meditate all the time just for the goal, the final goal.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you have distractions, you have actually an obligation.
Yeah.
You have to look at the signs, the car is coming.
Yeah.
I don't know, this situation.
Yeah. You have good excuse, I'm not arguing. But so, what?
And there's also one, for example, there was one devotee, he was asking Srila Prabhupada, he was working on a temple, he said, Prabhupada, where am I ending up? I don't think of Krishna at all the whole day. Am I ending up on cement loka or what? I'm doing this service, but I'm thinking of everything else. Because, so these two things don't quite, I mean, there has to be some kind of... You know what I'm referring to?
Yeah. I'm just looking for a good analogy. You know that before they found vitamin C, actually there was a doctor who found this vitamin C. They thought that you just eat food, you know, any like bread, and that's enough. But they found that people who just eat this dry bread or whatever, all kinds of things, without this vitamin C, they become very sick. The scurvy, yeah, the teeth fall out, you know, very sick. So it's like, this is like learning about the vitamins and macronutrients, micronutrients in your diet, so you can improve your diet and health. So this is just a secret. If you want to intensify, our progress, this is the main secret. Right? This is the main secret. I'm not saying that. So this is the first answer. Now the second answer. In Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami says that Krishna is so kind. So this is for practitioners, yes, to scare you. Very scary, right? But don't get scared, no fear. Because in Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami says that Krishna is so good that even if you don't do this with full consciousness, love, remembrance all the time, he looks into your past and he says, oh, 20 years ago when he began, at that time when he was passing Prabhupada's murti and he heard the class and then he saw a flower, then for half a second he thought, Krishna is nice, let him be happy. Okay, I will count these 20 years as after that as bhakti, because he offered in the beginning. So, this is the nature of Krishna. Right? Krishna, this is what Uddhava writes to Akrura in Antya 1, 108. He writes, beautiful, it's a beautiful verse. So, Brityasya pasati guru napina paradan sevam managapi kritam bahudabhyupaiti avishkarode pishunesha vinabhyasuyam shilena nirmalamati purushottamoyam.
That Purushottama, he doesn't pay attention even to great offenses of his devotee, of his servant, and sevam managapi, even a little service, he accepts as something bodha, something really big and wonderful. And if somebody is critical to him and is inimical to him, envious to him, he does not respond in inimical way. This is the shila. This is shilan. This is the character of our pure-minded, pure-hearted Supreme Lord. Just think about this. So this is the second answer, that we are always getting blessed. However, this is science of bhakti. So we are learning the secrets. These are the secrets, how to make our practice more successful, if you want to increase your progress and things like this. Like a big famous cook, Bhakti Bringa Govinda Swami, he was cooking in one place. He's an amazing cook, I remember he cooked once, and I put one spoon into my mouth and I lost my speech. It was like a festival going on in my mouth, It's like I forgot everything. It's so special. So he said, he knows me. So he said, okay, when you make a sabji, put one spoon of sugar. You don't usually put sugar into salty preparations, but he says this, you don't feel the sugar, but it makes each taste, each spice brighter, makes it brighter, and then it creates a different light. So it's a little secret, right? So these are big secrets for improving our bhakti, revolutionary secrets. This is what makes a difference between advancing over 100 years and making the same advancement over 2 years. Right, and it's no problem. We can choose, and we can choose like this. We can choose like this. We can choose like this. That's no problem. That's our choice. But it's good if you know, right? If you understand what's happening, and if it's your decision how to advance, and not just I don't know who's just accident. Just
can I ask another question?
Yeah.
You were mentioning.
Yes.
Is this remembrance necessary to be in the form of a picture?
No.
Inside.
It's
or how does this remembrance go? Because I've heard different ways. Sometimes they say that's why we dance in front of the deity, so that the picture comes into the heart, and then you carry it with you, and whatever you do, you imagine the deity, and you do something to the deity. For example, I have this problem. I actually have some kind of deficit mental because I cannot imagine things in pictures.
How
so
terrible! Before Krishna consciousness, I can tell you, I have the same problem. I'm not a visual person. I'm completely not a visual person. I'm auditory. For me, sound is more important. But between 80 and 95% of the people are visual. And visual gives stronger influence on people, on the brain.
No. So this is why it's given so much importance. But even before Krishna consciousness, I remember I was studying mystic writings and texts, and there was one story about Lord Buddha, about two disciples who went to meditate, and one had some amazing visions and the other had no visions. And they asked Buddha, you know, what? I didn't have any visions. He said, there is no difference in your advancement. That you don't have to have. Actually, visions are often described as an obstacle. You have to go beyond visions because, you know, it has to be a revelation from the other side. So it's no problem. I like you mentioned dancing because in modern education science, they explain that there are different modalities of how we perceive information. Some people are visual. Some people are auditory. Some people are inclined to mathematical explanation. Some people are kinesthetic. They have to move, right? A touch, yes? So we have everything. There is a dance meditation. There is I think, a whole movement for dancing. People for spiritual dance. They dance. Gabriela Roth, or what's her?
Yes, five rhythms.
Five rhythms, okay, five, yeah. Rhythms. Yeah. Or through hearing. So Krishna is absolute. He's non-dual. Is non-dual. So therefore, in whichever way you can meditate on him, this is all right. And you can find your person. And you can see also Krishna, when he describes prema, he gives in two chatur shlokis, in the Bhagavatam and in the Gita, he gives two descriptions. In the Bhagavatam, he describes prema as seeing him every second in every thing, inside and outside. But in the Gita, he says it's getting buddhi yoga from him as perfection. So buddhi yoga, that's instruction, that's hearing, or being guided. So that's, you know, it can mean so many, being guided, it's either a touch or an interaction and a movement. So these, all of these things. So that's no problem. Are you? Yeah? Okay. All right. So now two more things. These are two decisions to make that bhakti pure is setting anyabhilashita shunyam. So that means oftentimes it's translated without other goals or other desires, having no material desires. But if it means completely no other desires, then it's only for those who are perfect. Yeah? It's only for those who are already pure. So how can we start it? Therefore, mercifully, Rupa Goswami doesn't say anyabhilasha, he says anyabhilashita, which means no other constant, perpetual, principal desires. And this is a decision, you know, just taking what is my principal goal. And this is, again, it's in your power. It's your prerogative. It's your privilege. You can choose. I choose Krishna. I choose bhakti. I choose Goloka. This is my goal. That's your decision. Nobody can forbid you. And it's, even if the mind says, no, I want this. No, I want that. You can say, okay. But you can want, no problem. But my ultimate goal is Goloka. This is your right. By intellect you can choose. And again, this is something that from time to time you can refresh, you know, bring it back from theory, doctrine, dogma, party line to actual decision. You know, so it requires maybe sometimes some peaceful time, or this is japa time, you know, like japa, like going deep into heart. What's the meaning of my life? So that's, I mean, the idea, refreshing or resetting. Again, practice means again, right? Practice means that we plan to fail. We plan that, yes, there will be many failures, but but we judo means fall 7 times to stand up 8 times. Doesn't matter how many times you fall, what matters is how many times you stand up. So basically the idea is not to give up. And the most probably we can say tricky point is jnana karma dhyanavritam. So that is shunyam, no other principle, ultimate aim. But this is anavritam, not covered by other processes, which sort of implies that they will be there, right? Like if you say that don't allow chadar to cover your nose, for example, it implies that you can wear chadar, right? It just implies that you don't allow, you know, each other to cover whatever, nose, eye, whatever, you know. So if it says not covered, it implies that it can be there. Jnana is there, karma, it's natural, you know, it's part of life, and but they are subordinate. They are subordinate. So if we, again, if we put trust in bhakti, then it makes it pure. So the proper answer to that devotee's suggestion in the morning was, yes, anukulyena intent is necessary to make it bhakti at all, and to make it sweet, tasty, and so forth. This is rasa. But to make it pure, we need to add the goal, and we need to add trust that I, at least for this, you know, few rounds, I can dedicate myself fully, because from bhakti comes everything. So put my trust in anything. There's nothing that's more advantageous, more powerful than this bhakti. So we put our trust. So then it makes it pure. Then this is pure, and then we advance. You know, this is the difference between how do you call this? You know, not the skateboard, but how? Yeah. So moving on this and Ferrari. You know, so, outside we sit with Japa, but the result is different. You know? When we learn the science of nectar of devotion, then we can advance much better. So this is the main thing. It's there in introduction. Other things discussed, we will just briefly mention this. So we have, this is the six qualities of bhakti, pure bhakti. So this is kleshagni. It removes suffering, and Shubhada. It removes suffering because it removes the source of suffering. Avidya, ignorance. Shubhada, auspiciousness, gives all everything good. So that's already from sadhana. This is already from sadhana. It means already from the beginning. It means as soon as you start. And then as it approaches bhava, ecstatic bhakti, then it adds sudurlabha and moksha lagutakrit, the satisfaction, you know, the high satisfaction that you don't care even about liberation. And at prema, when it goes to prema, then it adds also condensed sandrananda, condensed bliss, and it even attracts Krishna. It attracts, captures Krishna. It captures Krishna. Krishna is attracted even before, but it captures Krishna. So, you know, like Radharani, Sammohini, she enchants Krishna. So Krishna is attracted by this in our heart. And then we have majority of this part of the Nectar of Devotion, detailed description of all the 64 elements of bhakti. First 20 are accepting guru, being non-violent, being equipoised in happiness and distress. Did you know that this is one of the elements of bhakti? Keeping cool under trying circumstances, or keeping cool under very fortunate circumstances, that you are not carried away, not intoxicated by successes and so forth. So the 64, and they are described in great length, at great detail, and each one describes practically how each one of them brings blessings. Yeah? You just watch how the lamp is offered to the deity. If you are happy to see deity worshipped, not even yourself, you just look how deity is worshipped, it gives you the result of successful performance of Kriya Yoga. So that's three in Yoga Sutra. That's like a condensed method of Ashtanga Yoga. It's tapasya, svadhyaya, study, and Ishvara Pranidhana, surrender. So these three together, that's mystic type of bhakti yoga. So you, boom, immediately you get success. It's just dancing in front of the deity. Chandrakanti is given and reporting to the deity. And you know, so blessings are given. So that's 64 elements. Then Raganuga is discussed. Raganuga is discussed as a more esoteric practice of sadhana. It's sadhana, but it's sadhana when taste awakens to Vrindavan in some concrete mood. We like the boys, we like parents of Krishna, right? So we are attracted, so then we start focusing on that a little more. So 33, okay. So we start focusing more on that. So that's Raganuga. It's also sadhana, and Prabhupada warns it should not be done cheaply. So he describes that. And then he describes characteristics of bhava, nine characteristics, like pridelessness, attraction, taste for Krishna katha, guna katha, and attraction to the holy places. So these are, this is manifestations of bhava. So that's when the heart begins to melt. So that's the result, response to our efforts. When Krishna sends, he has been convinced about your desire, and he sends the first ray of bhava, of prema, and our heart, chitta masrinata, it starts melting like butter. Masrinata, muscle, you know, it starts melting. And when it starts melting, so then this is beginning of ecstasy, and then the last chapter is prema. So these are the four sides, four parts of this eastern side of Nectar of Devotion. So one is general description of bhakti. That's the first wave. Then sadhana. And this is chapters 6 to 16. And we have Vaidhi, out of duty, and Raganuga, spontaneous, then bhava, what it is, and nine symptoms. And just one chapter, so this is two chapters, and prema, just one chapter, because the rest of the Nectar of Devotion describes all, what is rasa and prema in friendship and so forth. So the rest of the Nectar of Devotion describes prema. So this is our blazing fast overview of the Bhakti Shastri Nectar of Devotion to give you the idea. So now you know everything. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Vanchaka upatarubhyascha kripa sindhu eva cha patitanam bhavane. Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Since we don't have too many guests yet, as devotees settle, any further questions or discussion? Anybody else has anything else you want to? Or do you feel completely fulfilled and satisfied and you know everything? You know what to do now. What do you practice? Huh? How? So, yes, okay, so today we have Sunday feast, we have devotees, we have kirtan, we have. So what will you do different? Intent, good, yes. Krishna, please be happy, yes, offer to Krishna, yes. Good, that's the main. What else, how to make it Shuddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti?
You have complete faith in it, so it's the best.
That is, yes, this is the best I can, that's possible to do, yeah, to trust. That this is the, in the process, trust in the process, yes. What else can we do to make it pure? Serve other devotees. Yeah, this is part of that Krishna. Krishna means includes devotees, and yes, intent. So this is for everything. But one more thing to make it pure bhakti, Shuddha bhakti, is to.
Do it for Krishna.
Huh? Pardon?
Do it for Krishna.
Is to go into our heart sometimes and think, what do I want? What will actually be the perfection? What's my perfection? What is perfection? And set it in the kingdom of Krishna Bhakti. Find our perfection. So examine. And it's just if you objectively examine in Goloka, kingdom of Vrindavan Bhakti, this is perfection, right? So we just have to, you know, see clearly, and then it's obvious. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.